With Selena Green, it's 10 minutes past nine. Time to get a wrap of what's been going on in our local men's sheds, the final one for the year. And to do that, as always, joining us is from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, Peter Hennis. Oh, hang on. Let's try again. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners.
Great to have you back on, and for the last time of the year, for the last time this year.
It is for the last time of the year.
I can't believe we're here. All right, well, let's kick off as we always do with your own shed in Mount Gambier. And I think we might have talked about this one before, but this is a Bailey chair, and this is for a dog. So you're going to have to explain to us again what this is.
Right, the Bailey chair is basically, it looks a little bit like a high chair. It has a door type thing in front. The dog goes in there, plops its butt down, sort of sits on its hind legs, feet sit on a table type thing that's a little bit like a high chair. You put your food on there and basically the dog's upright. And this was made for a dog that had a bit of a reflux problem. And apparently that's something that they can use that fixes that up. And by all account, it's working extremely well. In fact, the dog lapped it up so quickly that when they say it's time for dinner, the dog is over there, jumps in the top part of it and plops his butt down and it's ready to eat.
Yeah, he knows.
And I want to do this now. even before the doors open.
Fantastic. I remember images of the dog in his little high chair, but how wonderful he is. It makes it life easier for him to eat. Obviously, he's worked out that this is a good thing. So it's great to get that feedback. What else has your team been up to?
Well, the welders have out the shed there. They've got a couple of welders out there that have been making topiary frames for out at the Bowen Dick Lodge, where the old folks' place out there. So they're making that up. And then on the 8th of December, we had a dinner with our wives, which we do every month. And that was down at one of the local hotels. And, we had a fairly big turnout for that one. Last Sunday, the 12th, we had a big sausage sizzle out at Bunnings. I believe that it was reasonably well attended, but we didn't make as much as we normally do because I think the Rotary Market was on the same day. So I got a feeling they were pretty busy down there, but not so up our way. But we did make a little bit out of that. And today we've got the actual breakup of the men's shed for the year. And where the wives are coming along to the shed. And, of course, we've got everybody's got to be vaccinated these days, so they must have their vaccination before they attend. We've got some reasonably old people in the shed, some young ones, some old ones, but we got to look a little bit for caring for them. So we have to... have to put that policy in place, and the shed will actually be closing from the 23rd to the 4th of January for our Christmas break.
Wonderful. So that's what's happening at Mount Gambier. What about Port Mac? They've held their Christmas dinner already?
Yeah, they held theirs in the hall up there about 2 days ago, and also had their partners in attendance. And what happened was they had a raffle going for a television. And what somehow or other they ended up, they got a grant for a TV, but somehow or other they ended up with two TVs.
Right.
And so they decided they were going to raffle one of them off and make a little bit of money out of it. So that's how that was drawn the other day as well. And they've been making painting the boxes for the local Lawn Bowls Club up there where they put their bowls into.
Right. Now, off to Millicent, and they're still operating at the moment, but they've still got a few days left before they take a Christmas break?
Yeah, their shed will be closing up on the 21st. There will be a free Christmas lunch for the members on that day. The shed will reopen once again on the 4th of January. The community garden is about to open for membership. The garden is now in a fit state to be reopened for members, and the opening will be advised in the local media sometime in the foreseeable future, but it won't be too far away, plus it'll be put on Facebook. The shed extensions have been, they're starting to do something with them at the moment. They're particularly looking at a retaining wall, and then they'll continue from there when once funds become available. And the school program that they have every year is now finished, with the group of sixes and seven boys producing some great results. And next year, of course, it'll only be the year six boys.
Right. So after Kingston, they had a hospital fate stall and didn't do too bad out of that?
No, the stall they did over there was, they made quite a bit of money out of it, and also managed to get a couple of new jobs out of it as well. And they seem to be doing well over there.
Great to hear. We've got Peter Hennis with us today. Peter is with the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and he joins us pretty regularly on the program to do a whip around of what our local men's sheds have been up to. Let's head to the Tatiara, and Keith have, well, installed some LED lights, so hopefully to make things a little bit brighter and easier for them.
Yeah, they've installed the LED lights over the wood lathe and the metal lathe benches, plus two powerful LED cluster lights in the apex of the shed, and making it a lot easier, and they don't have to open the doors all the time, especially, you know, up in Keith and that. It can be dusty, and other times it can be fairly cold and wet, so that's a good idea for them up there. Regular work on Ray's wicker beds and garden beds, and the restoration of a church pew is going on up there as well. And the new Christmas in Keith committee up there, in the shed, they've made a sleigh up to fit onto a 6x4 trailer, so it can be put on and removed and so forth, and that'll be used for a number of years. And of course, members Julie knocked together a sleigh promptly and handed it back to the committee for it to be painted, and that's apparently come up very well. And they've got a parade with about 20 floats up there.
Fantastic. And they've had their annual Christmas luncheon too, by the looks of things, as many are. And what about Bordertown? Have they received a couple of grants lately?
Yeah, Bordertown seem to be getting quite a few, only small grants, but they're getting quite a few grants of late. And they've just got another two up there as well from the Stanlike Stone Foundation and also the Tatiara Shire. I don't know exactly what they're going to be doing with them, but they have got them grants to work with. And the customer, last time I was on, we were talking about a hexagon table that was being made out of red gum. Apparently that's been finished, and the person, the customer that got that, is extremely happy with the results. And the last couple of new members are settling in very well, since they joined the club, and or shed, I should say. And the shed is also having their annual break-up party, where they invite the public, but this year they won't be doing that. They're opting just for the sheds and the members in the shed getting together.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, they broke what ground a couple of weeks ago with a local police officer asking to join the shed.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to the fella up there, and he said one of the local female police officer up there came into the shed and asked if she could join the shed, because she wanted to learn how to use some of the tools that she must have at home, whether it's something that her dad has left her or something like that. But she's fairly independent and wants to learn how to use some of these tools. And after a bit of a consultation between the committee and so forth, they said, yeah, well, why not?
Fantastic. Great. Now, off to Tintinara. Not some good news coming out of Tintinara, unfortunately. It sounds like the group there's had a bit of a blow with the recent passing of one of their much-loved members.
Yeah, one of their loved members up there. He actually done a lot of work, and John passed away up there, and the shed was basically, it was John's life, and he done quite a few things up there. So he's actually an English gentleman, and his family are all over in England still, and he was here on his own. So one of the local people we used to have down here in the southeast, Tank Arthur, a lot of people would know him. He took control of John's affairs and fixed everything up. So thanks to Tank for doing that. And after they'd finished all that, they sort of didn't really know what they were going to do, because basically John done a lot of the work for them. He's sort of set things up and said, yeah, go ahead and do this, fellas. So, things move on. And as a result, they're still doing their planter boxes and their garden beds, and been making a mud kitchen, and they're doing a lean-to on the side of their shed at the moment. And they've just finished three unusual beds, and orders for another seven are coming in. So things roll on. They just keep going.
Yeah. Let's head off to Narra Court. Now, they've had their Christmas lunch, the Narra Court crew?
Yeah, the Narra Court shed invited their wives yesterday for a picnic lunch, and they've made three more. They made three picnic tables for the seafood takeaway place up there.
And the Panolo, they've had their end-of-year break-up as well?
Yeah, they went out to the Chardonnay Lodge. Nice place to go, I suppose. Mm. Took their wives out on the 28th of December. The market at the Panola that we've been talking about before, that went well. They've made two mud kitchens for the Nangwari Primary School, and have made a bird feeder on a stand also for the primary school.
Got Peter Hennis on the line this morning. Peter's from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. We do a regular whip around to find out what's been keeping our men's sheds busy. Let's pop over, or just over the border, into Western Victoria. Nelson, the Nelson crew have had their AGM for the year?
Yeah, they had their AGM last week, and the same people have stepped up. They haven't got a very big shed, but they're also hoping of some good news coming up shortly. I believe they've got a meeting coming up with the local shires and so forth over there in regard to building their actual shed and where they can put it. So hopefully in the new year we'll find some information about that.
That would be wonderful for them. Now, Coleraine, speaking of sheds that have sadly lost a couple of members, and Coleraine's had a little bit of a loss of numbers?
Yeah, Coleraine's lost a couple of members over there. And also they've had some go into nursing homes over there. So it's cut their numbers back a little bit, but they're not holding... I've lost my line.
It's all right. Although it looks like they've been doing fixing some fly screens for a local woman.
Yeah, for one of the older ladies over there has been... has come in and asked them if they could do a couple of fly screens up for her. So they've made them up. And the Luchin chairs that I talk about, they've made four of them up, and they've got orders for another few as well. And they're getting ready for their Christmas break at the local hotel as well.
And our last men's shed for the year, Peter, is the Haywood Shed, and they've been flat out working on some outdoor settings?
Yeah, they've... been flat out revamping some outdoor settings. They're antique ones, apparently, and also doing a pew. And the pew was one of these that came in. You could see it was a pew, but it needed a hell of a lot of work put onto it. So they've been doing that. And the other thing they've been doing is making five wheelbarrows. These are the type that you pick up your wheel out. They've got their pot plants and so forth on. You see them in a lot of the English cottage type gardens, so they've been making them, and they've got to have them actually done by Christmas. And in between that, each of the men cook both... Oh, yeah, they're making savoury pancakes for 156 workers at the hospital.
Now,
this is something that they do each year, and it's usually about a 12-hour day. And what they do is they make pancakes for every person that works at the Haywood Hospital over there. And this year, apparently, there's 156 people there. They've got to cover all three shifts, so that's why it takes about 12 hours or so to do it. and this was done last Thursday.
Fantastic. What a great effort. That's a lot of pancakes, but, you know, I guess just shows the diversity of, you know, the work that our men sheds do. One minute you're fixing up a church pew and making an outdoor setting, the next minute you're cooking hundreds of pancakes for hospital workers. So it's a great example.
Yeah, well, the Hayward Shed is actually on the hospital grounds over there, and that's why they do this. It's just something that they do as a thank you gift, so to speak, for the hospital.
Wonderful. Thank you, Peter, for getting yourself organised and getting together the notes. I know it takes a bit of work to whip around all of the men's sheds and find out what they've been up to, but it is great to highlight a great organisation and the variety of work that they do. It's good to have had you on throughout 2021. A very Merry Christmas to you and to your family.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, Selena, and of course Beck in the background there, who keeps everybody happy most of the time. Merry Christmas to her as well. And thank you, listeners. All have a happy new year and a safe new year. Stay away from that COVID thing that's running around and getting all of us. And we'll catch you in the new year.
Fantastic. Thanks, Peter. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. You're on ABC Southeast with Selena Greed. It's 27 minutes past 9.